So, Shanti, good morning. I'm just wondering, we're so few, I feel like I'm so far away that I almost want to come down there. Do you want to come forward? Does anybody need translation? And then I can sit down there. I think it's better. It's more like a conversation. Great. Okay, a few more people are coming. So my name is Sister Samantha and I'm based at the Global Retreat Center. And I've been with Baba for many years. I'm not sure if Priyanka is here. Is Priyanka here? Okay. So I've been with Baba for 32 years and spent many years as well serving in Africa, in Southern Africa, in East Africa. And about 8 years ago, I came back to the UK, which is my birthplace. I'm born in London, served in Africa, came back, and now serving at the Global Retreat Center. And today I wanted to look at this whole subject of, together, Baba as the bestower, or becoming the bestower like the Father, and to have a journaling activity around that. And I was reading the Dilaram point for today, and it's all about Baba being the bestower, and whether we have really become full enough to keep giving. Or is it that I'm still taking? And it's interesting, in today's Murli, Baba said, do you have the faith that you are receiving the inheritance from the Father? I thought that was interesting. That was like, oh, it sort of stood out for me. Do you have the faith that you are receiving the inheritance from the Father? And that you can claim the whole inheritance from Baba. And I thought that was interesting because if I don't have faith that I'm receiving the inheritance from Baba, what does that mean? It means that I'm still taking from others. It means that I haven't fully stepped into the awareness of being Baba's child and being a master bestower like him. And for many years, I've used journaling as a way to de-stress, just to figure out what's going on in the mind, but also to go into the depths of what Baba is saying. What does it mean for me personally? So I'd like to do a specific type of journaling today. And I wanted to focus on this whole aspect of creating our stage, because if we don't have a stable stage, then I'll sometimes be giving and sometimes taking. And then people lose faith in me or in us because we're not stable. Today, how is she showing up? Is she looking okay today? Okay. Then tomorrow, the face is changing and now we are distant. And the other day, I was sitting in Pandav Bhavan, and the question came to me, how do I show up for Baba? What kind of picture do I have in front of Baba? Now in Madhuban, it's quite angelic, we are very peaceful, we have no responsibility, we can just meditate. But when we're back in our places, how do we show up? How do we present ourselves to Baba? What kind of picture am I creating for myself? And we had Sister Jenti in the Global Retreat Center. We had a very special retreat with the Global Corporation House, the London's main servers, and also the residents of the retreat center. It's never ever happened before in all these years. And while she was there, there was the Murli where Baba said, for 15 to 20 days, you are okay. And then, do you remember that Murli? When Baba said, and he was specific, 15 to 20 days. And then you sort of fluctuate. So then we asked Sister Jenti, well, what have you done to increase this 15 to 20 days so that you're not fluctuating? What has been your effort? And you know what she said? She said, I've paid attention in relationships, in connections. And I said to her, well, have you just done more meditation? Have you churned them early more? She goes, when do I get a chance to churn them early and do more meditation? But during the day, in her experience, she paid attention in relationships, what she was thinking in her connections, what she was feeling. And she said that really helped to decrease the fluctuation. Because we can do so much yoga and we can study and chan so much, but what happens in those interactions? So the topic is creating a stable stage through churning a title of self-respect. We're going to do it in a specific way. Is the translation okay? Not going too fast? It's okay. And so the title for the theme of this retreat is Becoming a Master Bestower Like the Father. Becoming a Bestower Like the Father. But there may be something else that you're working on. I don't know what you're working on. And I find that there's a lot of material. We have today's Murli. We have the Avyat signal. We have the theme. We have this beautiful journal. We have the Dilaram point. And so what do you churn? There's so much. And for me, I always think about the aspects that make me go, or that's interesting. And that's the point I feel I need to churn today, because it made me feel something, it stood out. So I'll ask you to think about a title of self-respect that can help you become that bestower. And it might be as simple as, I'm God's child. And I have a right to the inheritance. Because how much have we fully stepped into those titles of awareness? We have Gyan, we have our timetable. And yes, they have a beautiful journal there, which has many Avyat extracts of being a master bestower. So we'll distribute those probably at the end now, because they need time to read it. So what I'd like to do, some spiral writing. Some of you may have done that before. How many of you have done spiral writing before? Yeah, none. Okay, three of you. And spiral writing literally means writing in a spiral. And the reason why that's very effective is because you're writing in a spiral, and it means that you cannot think too much about what you're writing. You can't edit because you're trying to keep the spiral going, right? And so often what's hidden deep down comes out on the paper, and it's often very interesting. And so we're going to start writing from inside out. There's two ways of doing it, because you're going to expand on the title that you feel will help you to really become that bestower, because to bestow means you're full, right? And we know now that sometimes we're full, sometimes we're not, there's that fluctuation. And so it might be being an ocean of, a master ocean of love. I'll let you decide. We may just be the bestower, you can decide. It may be the angel. And so we'll have a little bit of a guided commentary just to get us into the mood, if you like. Then the second spiral writing will be from the outside in. And that will almost be Baba giving you extra advice on the title that you've chosen. Hope I'm making sense. So we're going to do two types of spiral writing today. And the way that you can start the first writing, you may want to write down the phrase, is, as I come in front of Baba, the picture, I'll repeat it, as I come in front of Baba, the picture that I present to myself and to Baba is, so I'll repeat, as I come in front of Baba, and if you need paper and pens, they're actually there, so you, if you haven't got your journals. So as I come in front of Baba, the picture that I present to myself and Baba is. So this is how we're going to start our journaling today. As I come in front of Baba, the picture I present in front of myself and Baba is. And that's where you continue, I the soul am. Okay? But I'm going to ask you to do it in the form of a spiral. And I've just printed a few copies because I didn't want to get the projector down. So literally, for those of you who have never done it, I'll just put them. Maybe Priyanka, you can help me. This is spiral writing from the outside in. That's going to be the second type. The first type is going to be from inside out. So if I'll ask Priyanka just to, for those who are not sure what that looks like, there's a couple of copies there. And so once you're clear about the structure, then we'll have a meditation, and then you can start. And it just says, it's like a children's nursery rhyme, the wheels of the bus go round and round. That's not the journaling, right? It's a little example. So don't write that. It just says, the wheels of the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. But I want you to see the structure of the writing. Just to, yeah. So this is outside in, but we're going to do inside out. So you've got an idea of what it looks like. And if you need paper, if your notebook's small, you can get some from over there. So that's the method, right? Is everybody clear? Is that clear? Is that okay? The first one, the example I've given you is outside in, but you're going to do from inside out. So if you start in the middle of the page, put a little cross in the middle of your page, because you're going to start from the center, and then you're going to expand your journey of your title of self-respect. Okay? Make sense? You okay? Anybody not sure? Okay. So let's just have a little meditation just to really feel the moment. And so just turning inwards and connecting to myself as a soul, shining brightly in the center of the forehead. I recognize my true value, that I am God's child, the child of the bestowal of blessings, the bestowal of fortune. I don't need the music. And the bestowal of fortune has given me the pen to write, to draw my elevated fortune. And my fortune truly opens when I remember who I truly am. Whatever is my father's role, my father's personality, is also my personality. And so I take this time to think about my own sense of self-respect and to think deeply about one title that can move me closer to the stage of being a bestower like my father. So as I come in front of Baba, the picture that I show myself and Baba is I, the soul, am. And I'll ask you now just to complete your journal. Who are you? What do I need to become closer to the bestower of blessings and the bestower of fortune? So you can take your pen and your paper, starting from the center, and you're writing from inside out, exploring and deepening your awareness of your title of self-respect. So we can have some instrumental music for the writing. Is everybody clear? Yeah. So you can start writing from the center as I come in front of Baba, the picture that I show myself and Baba is. The second part of this exercise is to now get some insights from Baba on your topic. So what we're going to do now is we're going to write from outside in, because we want to get to the essence, but you're going to use your non-dominant hand. If you're right-handed, you're going to use your left hand. If you're left-handed, I'm going to ask you to use your right hand, and you're going to ask why. It's going to look terrible. It will look like a baby's handwriting for sure. But so there's two things. One is the spiral. The second is the other hand. And so you can't interfere with the process because you're so busy trying to use your other hand, which is not your normal writing hand, plus writing in the circle, in the spiral. So I feel that allows us to go a little bit deeper and also allows Baba to give us a reply. So just be open to that and whatever comes. So whatever your title is, what's Baba's further insight for you on your title, on your chosen title, and how to come closer to that stage of being a bestower? Okay, so it's going to be really painful. You will hate doing it, probably. But when you read it back, it's quite amazing. So you're going to start from the outer edge and you're going to work your way into the center. Okay, and if it's Baba writing to me, he would say, my sweet child. You can start like that. My beloved child. My beautiful child. So what would Baba say to you? How would Baba start? So Baba's writing through your other hand and giving you some deeper insights into that title of self-respect. Is that clear? So please be patient with your other hand. Please love this other hand because it will take you time to write and to start from the outside in. I did ask, do you want to maybe a book to lean? There's no clipboards apparently, but maybe more paper to lean on. You can get some from there. Just take more paper and that can become a, that might be better. Say it again. You will. You have to write very slowly, carefully, like a 5-year-old. Be humble. Be humble. A new page. And you're starting from the outside in, okay? Because Baba's essenceful, getting to the essence. And it will not be as long as your one, I can guarantee you that. To be much essence, much more essenceful. So we can have some music as they're writing. Exactly, all of that. It's okay. Go with it. I know you can't hold the pen and it's very uncomfortable. But you can manage to write, I promise you. Just take, go slowly, don't rush, because you cannot with that other hand. Take your time. We can have some music to help our journalists journaling. Thank you. So go slowly, because you have to be able to read it. Don't think too much. Again, if you've finished, just to reread it and to circle or highlight any words that stand out. So did you get some additional insights through that painful experience, maybe, for some, writing in your other hand? Sorry? It was easy for you. For some, it was a little bit tricky. So what I'd like you to do now is, just for a couple of minutes, and I'd like to go through the journal that's going to be given to you in a moment, just to share with the person next to you, what was one insight that you gained, either through when you wrote inside out or outside in, when you felt that Baba had responded. So just as a very quick sharing, because it's always nice to share in words what you've written down. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes, that's 2.5 minutes each, just to turn to the person next to you who speaks your language and what happened in the process. Any insight? Just for 5 minutes. Or in threes, if it's easier. If you just want to reflect, it's fine. So the question is, what were the insights in the process that you just did now through journaling? It's one method. There are others. So what did you learn about your title of self-respect to get closer to being that bestower? Okay? Okay. Can we come together as a group if you finished? And I'm interested if you'd be interesting to hear, not your actual writing, but what happened in the process. Did you feel there was clarity? If we can have a mic, a cordless mic, then we can hear from everyone. Can we? So the question is, what happened during that process? What were the insights? Or what do you need to do to get closer to becoming that master bestower through one practice? So in other words, it has to be something that you feel you can go away and practice. Just maybe you can say your name, which country you're from.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. I'm Nina from Washington, D.C., USA.
Okay.
So the first exercise is basically the goal that I have for myself, like a photocopy of Brahma Baba, and sharing his drishti so that everybody can feel the same love.
Nice.
But yes, I think I'm not there. So the second exercise gave me 5 steps, what I need to do. Mm-hmm. So Baba told me to first become soul conscious, coming in contact with everyone, share the same relationship that I have filled you with so that you're not lacking, mm-hmm. and other person will feel the same.
Nice.
Once they feel that love and happiness, they will feel more regarded and respected. And in following these 5 steps, I would just need contentment, the first thing. Because if I'm contented with others, I'm not finding any faults.
Mm.
And by love and sharing happiness, I will reach my goal.
Lovely. Thank you for sharing, Nina.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Anyone else? And this is a method that you can use for any topic. It's a very nice tool that I always use regularly.
Yes. Hello. Yes. I'm Dr. Varsha from Kuwait.
Kuwait.
Yes, till the last day I was so busy. I was thinking that I have not done special efforts for 18 January and why I came here. Mm. I'm not doing many efforts. But today I realized that Baba loved me so much that He needed me here. Just come, my child.
Beautiful.
And this exercise has taken me to the inside that whatever we are mingling or struggling with, and we wanted something from others, it is just to boost our ego. And just that realization helped me to let go of all that baggage mm-hmm. I was carrying with me till from all the events earlier. So thank you so much, sister.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing so honestly and openly and emotionally. I feel a bit emotional, actually. Anybody else? So any insights? Because often your sharing can give inspiration to others, can help others too, that's the question. So in whichever language you share in your language, somebody will translate. And then this brother.
Shanti, I am Parveen Pathak from Canada, Toronto. My title was, I am Master Almighty Soul. And I was, as I was going over that, pondering over my title, and the things that came to my mind, because I was talking to God, I was talking to Baba, and the things that touched me that time, it said that, Baba is saying that you are destroyer of all obstacles, and success is your birthright. And as I was going over that, I felt that I am taking rays of might from the Almighty and giving it to the globe, to the all souls in the world. So I keep on taking and giving to all my brothers and sisters around the world. And in the second part, continuing on the same journey, connected to the Baba again, it was like Baba is telling me, Baba is talking to me, Meethe Bacche, you are a victorious soul. I'm with you. You had victory over Maya, every cup, over obstacles. You had a victory over circumstances. And so that's how I was did the churning on the title that I choose. I am Master Almighty Authority.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Maybe one last person. Did you want to share? Yeah, at the back, this brother here. Maybe he needs a translation or not.
Thank you very much, sister. I'm Duc from Vietnam.
Yeah.
I found that this practice is very interesting, and with the left handwriting, I found that like Baba is give me the instruction that like I feel a little bit reluctant to the Baba's journey, but actually he to the writing he reconfirmed to me that he has come for a long time and a lot of brothers and sisters has followed him to return home, and it's time for me to do that. But he reconfirmed that I'm already ready for the journey.
Mm.
Yeah. And he also reconfirmed that his power is unlimited. There's nothing to do. My job is just the embodiment of remembrance and reveal Baba.
Mm.
That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wonderful. Beautiful sharing. Thank you. I'm just seeing the time. I don't know if one person, anybody else wants to share? Maybe the last person. There's a sister at the back. Just here. If you can put your hand up, then he can pass it to you, maybe. Is it you? The sister here? And as you're sharing, it really feels like what you're sharing is also for me. I don't know if anybody else feels that. What you were sharing, what you shared, that's exactly what I also need to hear. So thank you very much. Yeah. And what's your name? Where are you from? Is it on?
I'm Sumodani. I'm from Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. So I took this how to fulfill love and happiness with Baba. It's when I'm doing exercise inside to outside with good values, so I can expand have good values with what Baba is giving good values and everything to us. So I can that love and happiness when I'm doing exercise, how I can happiness and love expand to all the day with happiness. So I experience a lot with this exercise, inside to outside, and outside to inside also same. So I felt a lot of love with Baba and happiness, how I can maintain all the day.
Mm, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we'll stop. There's a few people that have come in. I just wanted to go through this beautiful journal that's been put together for this retreat, Becoming a Bestower Like the Father. And the reason why I did this exercise is because I feel you can use this exercise for the aspects in this journal. So the way that they've outlined it is that there's a short Aviat Murali, and then the journaling part is divided into different sections, and Priyanka, somebody will give that out in a moment. So the first thing, invitation to practice on, and this theme is availability. There's four different themes. There's a short meditation. There are questions to reflect. And then you visualize a person, a daddy or a senior, that reflects this aspect of being available, somebody that you feel is available, not just Baba. And then what can you do to bring newness? And then some creative exercise to express that, maybe in this style of a journal, or some colouring, or some drawing, or a dance, and then going to Baba's room and doing some Mansa Seva on that theme. So you'll get there in a moment. So it's a beautiful journal that you can practice while you're still here, and beautiful poems and a daddy's class at the back. So again, you can answer the questions as they come in the book, or you can edit them. But again, I'd encourage you to use this journal activity for this journal too. Okay? So I'll give those out, and just to say thank you very much. And I think we're having meditation until Sister Gopi comes at 11 for the class. So Priyanka is coming on the stage, and then we'll give this out to each one.
Thank you so much, Sister Samantha.